Blackstone Audio presents Night Sky by Suzanne Brockman and Melanie Brockman. This book is read by Melanie Brockman. Suzanne, to my writing partner, my courageous daughter Melanie, the strongest person I've ever met, may you keep learning how best to harness your own amazing superpowers and continue to use them for good. Melanie, for my mother, thank you for teaching me that everyone is a greater than in some unique way, and for showing me that the greatest superpower anyone can ever have is the ability to love. Chapter 1. I had not been under the impression that trophy wives owned guns. Of course, my impression of a lot of things had been changing lately, so the idea of a homicidal contortionist with a designer handbag and a vanity license plate that read Doctor's Wifey was, surprisingly, not very surprising at all. "What's up with Little Miss Sunshine?" Calvin mumbled to me, tapping my forearm with his hand as we made our way to the front doors of the Save-A-Buck supermarket. He motioned with his head for me to look behind him, and I glanced over at the lady. Huge, fake-looking boobs and even larger sunglasses. I doubted she needed them at 9 o'clock at night. The sunglasses, that is. It was September in Florida, but come on. "Don't know," I answered, picking up my pace a little bit. I was eager to get inside the store. Even without the sun, the humidity made the air feel like it was about 90,000 degrees. I had a bad case of swamp butt, and my jean shorts were sticking to my backside uncomfortably. Calvin laughed as I fixed my wedgie with an apparently less than discreet swipe. "Could you fix mine, too? It's really bad. Horrible," he said, lifting himself halfway off the seat of his electric wheelchair. I socked him once in the back.